My guest, Mary Jo Weaver, is examining the state of Catholicism at the end of the 20th century. After writing a couple of books about feminism and Catholicism, she's co-edited with R. Scott Appleby an anthology of essays by conservative Catholics. It's called Being Right. She counts herself as a Catholic feminist and pluralist. She started the anthology of conservative Catholics, hoping it would open a dialogue between conservatives and liberals within the Church. Weaver is a professor of religious studies at Indiana University. I asked her to define what she means by conservative Catholic.
I think for conservatives, truth is found in the deposit of faith that was given once and for all and doesn't change and is present in the Church. And faithful Catholics follow it by being obedient to the direction of the Pope and observing the rules of the Church. That's what makes them conservatives.
A lot of the conservatives you spoke to really believed that they're not the ones that need to be explained to America. You're the one who has to be explained to America. You're the one, you, the Catholic feminist, you're the one who represents how Catholicism has changed. I think a lot of the conservative Catholics see themselves as having stayed the same while everything around them has changed.
I think that's exactly right. And I think that's exactly how conservative religious people in all traditions feel, that they have stayed steady in a world around them that is changing. And it's a perspective on religion that sees that a religious group or a religious text is a kind of rock and that its job is to stay totally steady and not move and not capitulate to the kinds of challenges that come from its surrounding culture. Liberals in all traditions tend to see those things very differently, and that is that religion is responsive to one's experience and to the experience of the community and to the surrounding culture and so forth.
So is your interest really in that larger division between those who see religion as being what never stays, the thing that is constant, and the others who see religion as something that kind of changes as the times do?
My interest is in the American Catholic Church, and I was inspired by something Bob Wuthnow at Princeton said a few years ago, and that is that religious denominations these days are no longer divided from one another, so Methodists versus Mennonites or Catholics versus Pentecostals, but each denomination is divided internally between liberals and conservatives who are increasingly looking at each other kind of across a chasm and speaking, to use a nice image from Nancy Mayer's, at best pidgin versions of each other's language. So that what happens today is conservative Catholics have more in common, oddly enough, sometimes with conservative Baptists or Pentecostals than they do with liberal Catholics.
Are you trying to start a dialogue between Catholics who describe themselves as liberal and those who would describe themselves as conservative?
That was my original hope, yes. I no longer think that is possible. I mean, I think when I started this, I thought, gee, you know, if somebody who really does not share this mental universe of conservative Catholics, but understands it out of her soul and out of her past, namely me and my wonderful collaborator, Scott Appleby at the University of Notre Dame, if we could gather together some conservatives and some scholars who think about conservative Catholic issues, maybe we really could start some kind of dialogue. Maybe that would lead someplace. Maybe they're right, could be a fruitful discussion here. I am less sanguine about that now that I have spent 2 or 3 years in this project than I was at the beginning.
Have you tried to have a dialogue and felt that that both sides were not understanding each other?
No, what's odd is I think we understand each other perfectly in some ways, and we can't talk. Let me give you an example. A very articulate and I think rather brilliant interpreter of right-wing or traditional Catholicism right now, and we had a conversation, and I was trying to get – it was a woman. I was trying to get a woman to come to one of these meetings where we were all talking together. And she said, well, no, I really can't come. I don't think this is going to be good. You're going to violate me or something. And I went on and I said, well, what would we have to do to get you to spend the weekend at one of these meetings? And she said, you'd have to agree that absolute truth exists, that it's present in the Bible and in the teaching of the Catholic Church, and the job of a Catholic is to follow what the Church says by being obedient to the Pope. And I said, well, you know, if I did that, what would we have to talk about? And she said, if you don't do that, why should we talk? So I think she understands my position and I understand her position perfectly. And I think although we can be very cordial, we can never kind of get down to cases because we've got very, very different ideas about the nature of the truth, the nature of the church, what a Catholic is supposed to be or do.
What does that say for the future of the Catholic Church in America if Catholics in America are so divided?
You know, I think one of the mythologies that people operate under is that Catholics were somehow once really all not divided, or that it was a sort of a monolithic group. I think we could pick up the Catholic Church in almost any century, in almost any place, and find radically different kinds of opinions about God, about the afterlife, about prayer, about children, about sexual moral issues. I think those divisions are a lot more apparent in the American Catholic Church since the Second Vatican Council, 1962 to 65, but I think they've always been there. I think one of the things that makes the Catholic Church interesting and for me intellectually fun is that we do have these kinds of differences of opinion. And that they're both going to be there, liberals and conservatives. Neither group is going to disappear from the church. And both of them can rather profoundly change its direction. And so I think the future of the American Catholic Church is going to have to contend with the intellectual and devotional challenges of both liberals and conservatives. So for me, the point is we can take sides, but we can't dismiss the opposition, left or right, with caricatures.
Now, it seems to me that one of the main differences between conservative and liberal Catholics, the way you've defined them, is that conservatives believe in obedience to the Pope and the hierarchy of the church, and liberals, obedience isn't what it's about to them, and there are things, possibly divorce or birth control, in which they part company.
That's right.
From the Pope and continue being Catholics in spite of their differences.
I think that's correct. I think one of the dividing lines between liberals and conservatives right now are on a variety of pastoral issues, divorce, homosexuality, birth control. I think abortion maybe not so much, but those three particularly, and also women's ordination. And right now, probably 75% of married Catholics practice artificial birth control in some kind of way. Technically, then, they are totally disobedient to the Pope, who has repeatedly condemned the use of artificial birth control. I don't know what the percentages are, but increasing numbers of Catholics are getting divorced and remarried and not leaving the church. That they're technically, quote, not Catholics in some sort of way. I mean, I think the wrong-headed thing here is to see that being a Catholic requires one to be totally obedient to the Pope. I don't think that's ever been been the most important part of a definition of what it means to be Catholic.
But wouldn't some Catholics find what you just said blasphemous?
Absolutely. I think they would. They'd find it heretical. And I think you'll get some letters about this with people saying that obedience to the Pope is exactly the be-all and end-all of what it means to be Catholic. And this goes back to the point I made earlier about the way people look at truth. I mean, I think conservatives, for the most part, aim at truth, and liberals, for the most part, aim at understanding. Conservatives tend to be monolithic. Liberals tend to be pluralistic. So I think they're both trying to understand the mystery of God as they interact with it in their lives in this particular community, but they start out from rather different presuppositions.
My guest is Mary Jo Weaver. She's a professor of religious studies at Indiana University. She co-edited the new anthology, Being Right, Conservative Catholics in America. Let's take a short break and then I'll talk some more. This is Fresh Air. Back with Mary Jo Weaver. She's the co-editor of the new anthology, Being Right, Conservative Catholics in America. You've done a couple of books about women in Catholicism, feminism in Catholicism. I imagine that you would have been particularly interested in trying to start a dialogue with conservative Catholic women about women's issues and the church. Were you?
I think I wondered what could happen along those lines. I think that is an issue that probably is less amenable to dialogue than anything I can think of. I think we could have started a dialogue about child rearing. We could have started a dialogue about pastoral responses to broken families and divorce. We could have started a dialogue about the Trinity much easier than we could have started a dialogue about feminism. Because there again, I think the presuppositions that are brought to this discussion are so radically different and opposed to each other and, frankly, hostile to each other that I'm not sure that dialogue is possible here. Maybe it's just good for conservative and non-conservative women to get together to see that they really are both pretty normal people. But that's about as far as I can see it going.
You have an essay in your new anthology, Being Right, Conservative Catholics in America, about new conservative Catholic colleges. Why did you want to write about them?
You know, I had not heard of them when I started that project. And a friend of mine at Notre Dame said, well, you know, have you heard of Thomas Aquinas College in Christendom? And I said, no, Magdalen and Thomas More. And I said, no, I haven't. Now, these are colleges that started after the Second Vatican Council to provide a different take on Catholic education. And then there's the College of Steubenville, the kind of a refurbished old diocesan college. All of these places are fascinating. They started with maybe six students and $40,000 and met in an abandoned motel someplace. And now they've got multi-million dollar budgets and campuses and student bodies of 200 or 300, or 100 or 200, I guess, would be more accurate. These kids are very interesting to me because most of them are in some kind of great book seminar. They're very articulate. They're very smart. They've worked their way through Aristotle's metaphysics insofar as one can do that, I suppose, as an undergraduate. They have confidence in themselves, in their ability to read a primary text and make an argument and so forth. I think I just found that whole thing, that something like that could happen, extremely interesting. I mean, on the educational front, I think there's a lot of things here that might pay off more in the future. Catholics are increasingly into homeschooling, for example, taking their kids out of the schools and teaching them at home where they can use the old Baltimore catechisms and the old books from the 50s and teach them the way they were taught, and also do not have to suffer the intrusions of sex education and political correctness. A lot of these kids who go to these colleges have been homeschooled. So I don't know. I thought that was one of the interesting manifestations of the conservative spirit. I also wanted to find it in a young population, because I think a lot of people say, oh, these conservatives are all over 70. Give them 10 more years and they'll all be dead. That's not true.
Do you think it's possible that the Catholic Church is going to divide into two different churches?
People talk about that all the time. I don't think that will happen. I don't think that will happen because I don't see how it could work. That is, historically, the Catholic Church has been the church with its seat of authority in Rome with the Pope, however one may agree or disagree with the person sitting in that office. And if Catholics leave, like a lot of people thought, well, you know, these conservative Catholics are going to be like fundamentalists. Well, they can't be like fundamentalists. Fundamentalists were those people who thought that Protestant churches were not conservative enough, and they left and formed their own church. Well, you can't leave the Catholic Church and form your own Catholic Church. I mean, I think it's oxymoronic to think about it that way. Now, some people say, well, the American bishops could spin off. We could have an American Catholic Church. I doubt very much if that would happen. The bishops are too conservative, for one thing, to do that. Will certain American lay people try to do something? Yeah, I think they do. I think movements like Call to Action and the Women Church Movement and so forth are all embodiments of different kinds of ways to be Catholic. But I don't see those things being able to persist in another generation. I think they tend to be interesting to people who are 40, 50, and 60. I don't think those issues, like the Call to Action issues, are particularly interesting to 18-year-olds or 22-year-olds or 30-year-olds.
Certainly conservative Catholics oppose abortion. How important is abortion to their worldview?
I think anti-abortion activity has now become a locus of the sacred for conservative Christians in general and conservative Catholics in particular. Abortion is murder. In their view, there is no justification for it. It flies in the face of the providence of God and violates a very sacred commandment about life, and therefore it cannot be practiced. And the fact that it's practiced the way it is in this country, I think, has really galvanized and moved many conservatives, especially conservative Catholics, to action. People who didn't have, after the council, they didn't really have a way to protest. I mean, they protested. They didn't like the lack of devotions. They thought that the fact that statues were being taken out of churches was a violation of their heart and soul at some level. But this abortion thing has given them a public access to protest. So to protest, to get arrested, to do things like that, I think that's become a very important marker for a certain segment of the conservative Catholic population.
Mary Jo Weaver. She's co-edited a new anthology of essays by conservative Catholics called Being Right. Her 1986 book, New Catholic Women, has just been published in paperback.